wagon. You said you've driven a wagon.
Lord mercy,
and
yes.
Ridden a horse?
Yes.
How far?
Well, I don't think I ever rode farther. Yes, I did. I rode a horse 10 miles because it's 10 miles from here to the farm up there. And, and I have driven, I went with my daddy to Vernon a lot of times and drove four horses back.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a handful of lines, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
We were talking about the wagon wheel here, and we said there was a tire. This
mm-hmm.
was metal,
mm-hmm.
and then spokes,
mm-hmm.
then the hub.
Mm-hmm.
What was between the spokes and the tire?
Spokes and the tire. Well, there's a rim, a wooden rim,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. right on the inside, you know, and the tire, of course, is on the outside.
Mm-hmm. If somebody had a big log or something in the field and he wanted to get it out, he'd take his horses and hitch them to it. He hitched his horses and said, get after the horses, and the horses did what?
Pulled it,
and how'd they get the log out?
Pulled it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They drug it out or dragged it out? Or?
Yeah, dragged it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the horses pulled it out.
Uh-huh. If Mr. was in taking a bath, and let's say he left his clothes out here,
mm-hmm.
and wanted you to get him, you'd get him and stick him in the door and say, what?
Here's your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And he sure does it, Mr. Not often. Not for an old man. He isn't bad about leaving his clothes around.
If something had been done, and people were wondering if you did it, and they said, was it you who did this? You'd say, no, it
wasn't I.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out if I'm going, you want to find out if I'm going to Lawton, what would you ask me?
I'd just ask you if you were going to Lawton.
How would you ask me?
Are you going to Lawton?
Mm-hmm. And if you want to comment on a woman's dress, what would you say?
It's beautiful, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or this means particularly good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the step below beautiful?
Nice.
Just
fairly nice.
How about pretty?
Pretty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would be fine.
Gee, where's the head at one? Oh, we were talking about dogs. Now, a dog that's not a thoroughbred or anything, or a purebred, is just a...
mongrel dog.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of that this mm-hmm. afternoon to save my life. Isn't that something? And now just you and I are sitting here, and I guess that's the reason you can't think. Is that it?
Part of it. Well, it's hard to just pull these things out like that.
It's things that I haven't thought of.
Yeah. And
then,
too,
mm-hmm.
I don't ask the question right.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you about a cow, if she's going to... Well, I can't put it that way. I might suggest a term. If a calf is going to be born, you'd say the cow is going to...
And I don't know. I really don't.
Just give birth to a calf? Or?
I'm sure that isn't what they'd say. But I don't know.
Mm-hmm. In some places I found come fresh.
Yeah.
Is the regular.
The cow is coming fresh. I've heard that.
And a fellow is riding a horse, and then you see him down on the ground. You say he was riding the horse, but
the horse threw him.
The horse threw him, and he fell.
And he fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
If you see somebody who looks pretty green, and you want to find out about his riding ability, you'd say, "Have you ever
ridden a horse?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We were talking about turning bulls into steers,
mm-hmm.
and the operation,
mm-hmm.
any special term for that?
I just don't know. You know, that I know very little about anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I sure don't.
Well, this I guess, was pretty much taboo for the women.
Uh-huh. I think so, because I know I've never heard or been around anything like that.